Becker. Hey. Come on. This way. We gotta get this guy. Come on.
Hey! 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 So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then even go and make fun of her. Shouldn't have bothered.
Are you the man?
Then on Friday night we went through the arches.
Are you the man?
There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was knighted, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't want to look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morax's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night, we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late and went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning we went downstairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed out by then, slept right through it. I winked to find the English had won 2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supplies, so we got home, we decided to go down to John's Indie Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the town, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruises on our hands, legs and groins. We had a good laugh at this stuff, especially when the then we walked through the woods to look at the town. It was a big disappointment for the mist on the ground. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend, who I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. Our friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her. She was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt here, trying to chat up a girl we know called Jo. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something.
La barque chavire, la barque porte, la barque résiste, la barque flotte. La barque coule, la barque se perd, la barque alourdie, la barque endeuillée. La barque silencieuse, la barque enragée, la barque triste, la barque hésite. La barque trafic, la barque clandestine, la barque de nuit, la barque pleine d'espérance. La barque illusoire, la barque fragile, la barque vieille, la barque ventre maternel, la barque du nouveau monde vieux, la barque méditerranéenne, la barque porte le raisin sec et les dattes du sud, la barque porte l'eau douce du puits éloigné, la barque des cœurs en cavale, la barque sait ce qu'elle porte, la barque ignore la terre ferme, la barque ne connaît que l'entre-terre et terre, la barque est une île éphémère, la barque pleure, la barque porte l'espoir et la peur, la barque porte le courage et la fuite. La barque porte un tatouage, la barque porte un enfant pas encore né, la barque porte les clandestins, la barque porte les clous du destin, la barque porte des trous par où l'eau passe, par où les âmes passent, la barque porte les pleurs des mamans, des frères, des amis et des amants, la barque porte la promesse du retour, la barque porte le sourire de la belle étrangère, la barque chavire entre un royaume et un autre, entre un garde-côte et un autre.
Après quelques décennies de défaveur et beaucoup de décennies encore de défaveur, j'apprends à choisir la bonne trame, le bon doudou. J'examine, je tire du lot, double, triple, et je recommence et sans les yeux. Et je remets ça, je reprends. Nous sommes deux, nous nous encourageons. Moi par-dessus tout en souriant. Figure-toi un tel bien-être, telle escorte parmi les montagnes de linge jusque contre les vitres sur la rue embuée. Jusque contre les vitres sur la rue embuée. Généreusement doté d'inactifs, parfois bavards ou élastiques, de coureurs et figurants adorables. Garnis de la sorte, attentifs, éblouis au ravitaillement, nous nous relançons sans cesse, les doigts même formant des dessins mélangés sur les carreaux du magasin. Thank you. carreau du magasin.
Formiguinha e picou meu pé. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir. Fui ao mercado comprar mamão. Veio a formiguinha e picou a minha mão. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir. Fui ao mercado comprar gerenum. Veio a formiguinha e picou o meu bumbum. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir.
Les épluchures, les meubles descendus, débarqués au grand soleil, une compagnie de débrouillards pratiquant au centimètre semble fort loin de justement considérer la nature et l'étendue. L'enthousiasme dilatatoire des termes posés là. L'exultation quotidienne.
Fui ao mercado comprar café. Veio a formiguinha e picou meu pé. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir. Fui ao mercado comprar mamão. Veio a formiguinha e picou a minha mão. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir. Fui ao mercado comprar gerenum. Veio a formiguinha e picou o meu bumbum. Eu sacudi, 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 mas a formiguinha não parava de subir.
Ah! entre et sort une matière qui ne pèse rien, invisible, oubliée. Montre-toi juste derrière le clignotement. Une urgence me dicte ton chemin. Je ne dirai aucun mot et ne ferai aucun silence. Ils essaient toujours de percer cette carapace qui n'existe pas. Montre-toi, les histoires se font la course aux ossuaires de la mémoire. La peau brûle et peut-être même que le miroir est un menteur. Entre et déforme le dormeur qui ne sait de rien, invisible, oublié.
Papa.